1620 94.5 WTAW. More than 2 years in development, Blinn College could break ground on a new administration building on the Bryan campus in August. It's after Blinn trustees at their June meeting approved a guaranteed maximum contract price to build the two-story structure at Villa Maria and Nash. Here's background information from Blinn College's project director, Mark Feldhake.
It's a request that the board authorize administration to negotiate and execute a guaranteed maximum price with J.T. Vaughn Construction, LLC, for the administration building on the Blinn Bryan campus. I will have a presentation on the building for us shortly. On June 2nd, Vaughn Construction provided a guaranteed maximum price of $27.18 million to construct the new administration building on the Blinn Bryan campus. This GMP cost, as well as the soft cost of $3.77 million, fall within the overall $30.95 million budget. Upon approval of the by the board, the GMP amendment to the construction contract would be executed with Vaughn. And construction schedule for this, we would anticipate beginning construction in August of 2023, with project substantial completion in November of 24, and we would then anticipate occupancy of the building by February of 25. And with that, I'll go through a brief presentation on this. But as a reminder, the funds for this are coming from our unrestricted cash. Just as a reminder to the board, the team on this is Kirksey Architects. They've done several buildings for us in the past, including the Schwartz Building and the renovations to Moody Library. Also helped us out during the winter storm. Of course, Vaughn Construction has completed several successful projects, including the Schwartz Building, the STEI Building. I know we've seen this several times before, but the general scope for this building is to relocate the student services functions located at the Tejas Center, remote from the Bryan campus, back onto the Bryan campus, as well as to bring some of the administrative functions located in the Building S on the Bryan campus and give all of those a new home there on the north side of campus. A general map of the area, this map was presented, I believe, last January, that shows just general access to campus, the red lines indicating the major feeders to the Bryan campus, the yellow lines showing you the student access and how they will get there, the blue box indicating all of our Bryan campus, and of course this darker blue box indicating our construction area. Now, as we get into the site plan, this yellow circle in the upper right-hand corner indicates a new access node into campus. This is a major point of emphasis for this project, giving students another way in and out of campus. That is at the intersection of Villa Maria and Nash Street. We'll also be extending that road, that Nash Street road, along and tying it back into that Red River Drive access on campus. The major part of this project is a 46,000-square-foot two-story building. We're going to be providing a circular drive in the front of the building as well as a monument sign. And then, of course, we have the large staff and student visitor parking behind the building. Another area of emphasis I want to bring our attention to is the development of an intramural field on the south side of that parking lot.
You're listening to a presentation from the construction project director at Blinn College, Mark Feldhake, walking the Blinn College Board of Trustees through the process of building a new administration building on the Bryan campus. The presentation coming before Blinn trustees approved a guaranteed maximum construction contract price.
The building, very similar to what we've seen before. You guys have seen this in the past. A couple updates that we have brought about. Enrollment services had been moved into this lower left-hand corner so that we have a nice queuing area. We still have the financial aid and academic advising, the testing suite, the lobby space with this nice grand circular stair, and you'll see some images of that shortly as we get into the interior view. We also have prospective students, which still has great view off of the lobby, the extended student lobby. This is our restroom block with an elevator off of the main lobby. Of course, we've got the dual credit as well as registrar suite. As we move up to the second floor, we again have the lobby and the pre-function space in the middle with the circular stair. The area to the upper left is our large meeting space with capacity up to 300 seats. You can also see here in the back the service elevator and the stairs, which would allow caterers and deliveries to come to the building. This bottom right-hand side, we come to the business services office, the human resources suite, as well as the administrative suite. And now the architects have also done an interior walkthrough of the building. Just a statement on this, some of these finishes are in the final tweaks, so some of these might not be completely accurate. So this would be entering the building from the circular drop-off. We come in to our right. We have our security desk and our police office. I believe this video is going to turn us to look into the entryway into the testing center. So we have great visibility for students that need to come in and get to the testing suite. You can see just to the left of that security desk is also the service window for financial aid and academic advising. In front of us, we have that nice stair that brings us up to the second floor, and we're walking towards the enrollment services counter with the queuing space. We're going to turn back towards the self-service computers that the students will be able to use and look back over the lobby. We'll see the elevator right in front of us, and then we'll look back down more of the student services lobby. That glass wall to our right is the prospective students area, and then we have a student waiting area. The restrooms are to our left. This glass area to our left is a small meeting room, and you'll see a larger conference room just as we get past this corner. Directly in front of us is going to be some transfer offices, the enrollment services, the registrar suite. Of course, the glass area there is the conference room. To our left is a vending area, and then further to our left would be mechanical spaces. We're going to walk back through the lobby and go upstairs, and that's going to show us our second floor of the building. So as we approach, this is our monumental stair, which takes us up to the second floor lobby in the pre-function space. Directly in front of us is our business office. We're going to turn, there's our elevator, and we're going to turn and look at our two meeting rooms. We are in the lobby in the pre-function space. This box just above us is the top of the tower, which will be lit in the evenings. We're going to go into the meeting space. Again, this will hold roughly 300 people in various setup from banquets to seminars. It can be a divisible room, so we would have the ability to divide that into two spaces. You can see that we have nice clear story light, so that we will always have nice natural light into the space, some buffet counters in the back of the room for serving food. Behind us would be the back of house functions like the kitchen and the storage for tables and chairs. As we come out, we'll go back through the lobby space, and we'll see the final suites in the building. Again, the business services area we just passed on the right. This glass wall that we're approaching on the right is going to be our human resources suite. The restrooms, again, are on our left. And as we go through these double doors, we'll be entering the campus administration suite as we enter the campus administration lobby. As a reminder on the schedule, we're here at June. This would be our pricing approval. The contractors anticipated as we complete our building permits and some other pricing exercises, given the board's approval, we would start construction in August of 23 with an anticipated occupancy in February of 25. And again, just a reminder on funding for this. The funding for this is coming from unrestricted funds.
Comments from the Blinn College Project Director, Mark Feldhake, to the Blinn Board of Trustees on the new Bryan Campus Administration Building, where groundbreaking is supposed to take place in August. The new building at Villa Maria Nash scheduled to open in February of 2025. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.